Question of the week from the Naked Scientists.
Hi there, I'm Sam Brown, and this week we're wading through the murky waters to find an answer to this question from Daniel.
If I stand in the shallow end of a swimming pool, I don't feel the pressure of the water around my legs. But if I put my wellies on and stand in a deep puddle, I do feel the pressure of the water on my lower legs. Why is this?
Forum user Bored Chemist thinks that it's likely to be the wellies, causing uneven pressure that is noticed by us. Pressure from fluids is the product of three combining effects: the acceleration due to gravity, the depth of the fluid layer, and the fluid density. Professor Colm Caulfield from the Department of Applied Mathematics and Theoretical Physics at Cambridge University agrees. It turns out we're all under pressure all the time. There's 100 kilometres of the Earth's atmosphere pressing down on us.
Think of a hat with a square rigid brim of 10 centimetres by 10 centimetres. When we do the calculations, we find roughly 100 kilograms of atmosphere is pressing down on that hat. It sounds like a lot, but we are used to it, and so we don't typically notice. What we are actually strongly sensitive to are changes in pressure. Our ears can pop when we go up a hill, and we can experience discomfort as a plane lands and pressure equalises.
To answer our question from Daniel, there are three key points we must keep in mind.
Firstly, water is much denser than air, so pressure changes more rapidly with depth. Just 10 metres depth of water exerts a pressure roughly equivalent to the entire atmosphere.
That explains why submarines need to be sturdily built.
Secondly, when you wear Wellington boots, they hopefully keep you dry, and so there is always a layer of air around your legs and feet. Anywhere that there is air in contact with skin, the skin will be feeling atmospheric pressure. Finally, Wellington boots are flexible, and so can be affected and bend due to differences of pressure on the inside and outside. So, with bare legs in water, the water pressure is felt uniformly around the skin. The pressure variation is down the leg and is gradual, and so you don't notice anything, except perhaps where your legs break the surface. Now consider the way that pressure changes around the boot. Over the depth of the puddle, it changes much more rapidly in the water outside than the air inside. If the puddle is deep enough, eventually the pressure difference will be big enough to cause the boot to buckle, and the rigidity of the boot will shift the forces around, squeezing your legs and toes in certain places. It is this contrast in where the boot touches and where it doesn't that we notice.
So there you have it. As for what we can do about it, maybe try wearing chunky socks next time to keep the wellies from buckling inwards. In the next question of the week, when it's all over and the smoke clears, we hope to be left with the answer to this question from Bethany.
My colleagues and I have had a rather heated debate in the office recently, sparked by one of them saying that secondhand smoke is more likely to give you cancer than actually smoking a cigarette. I was shocked when I heard this and struggled to believe it. What do you guys reckon? Is she right?
What do you think? You can email chris@nakedscientists.com, find us on Facebook, tweet at Naked Scientists, or join the debate on our forum, which is thenakedscientists.com/forum. Thank you for listening. We hope you join us again next time.